Week 5, Talking with Tom, and today we're with Skip Eckhart, head coach of the Shenandoah Mustangs. And Skip, year 2, what are you seeing differences in your guys from year 1 to 2?
Well, we're growing. We're getting better at blocking and tackling. You know, it's just a lot of, we got to get stronger and better in all those areas to compete with the schedule that we have. So, but in general, the kids have put in a lot of work and done what they're supposed to do. We just got to do more of it.
I see 11, round 11 seniors on your roster and on your statistics. Seems to be a lot of senior leadership that's taking place there. Talk about that leadership a little bit.
Well, you know, you're lucky in a small school to have 11 seniors. We'd hope that would happen every year. The biggest thing is, you know, keeping kids out as they come up through the younger grades. But our guys are doing a good job. They bought in. They show up to work every day. They help with the young people to make them better, and we appreciate all that they do.
With 11 seniors, you'd think this would be a little bit of an experienced team. Is it an experienced team, or have you got a lot of youth that are playing too?
There's a lot of youth. I mean, they're experienced because of their age. It's not their experience in our system. You know, it's in our schedule is dynamite, very tough. So, you know, coming to the new system a year ago, we changed a little bit. But in general, there's still a bunch of youth playing.
What do you really like about this team?
They fight. They're more physical when they come here. I wanted what their identity was, and we didn't really have one. But we'd like to be very physical when we play. You know, hit them in the mouth, tackle well, and block well. So it's important to be very physical. So the guys have been doing a great job at that.
Talk about some of the guys. You know, you've got to have those skill players. And looking at last year's track season, you've got some skill guys out here. But you got to have those hogs up front, too. Talk about some of the guys that are playing well for you.
Well, we got Gabe Buttry does a great job. Cole Graham, we just go through all of them. Zay McManus and Lucas Majors is a little guy. Joey's doing fine. Levi Reichstrom's another senior. Owen Noakes is a senior lineman. A new kid that didn't come out last year is Stencil. So, a bunch of kids. I mean, I give out. They're all doing well. I probably forgot some names, but I apologize. But it's just, if you're really good, you should have a whole bunch of dudes doing the right thing.
You know, I've looked at your schedule, and boy, that schedule is daunting. You know, 6 of your 8 at some point through the year have been rated that you've had to meet up with. And the last 2 weeks have been tough for you, but you had a great win against Clarinda. What have you seen improvement? What did you see confidence-wise that came from that Clarinda win?
Well, that's a rivalry, you know, and hadn't beaten a bunch of years, so had some confidence, but then you go against probably the best team in 2A the next week. They could probably play in 3A, and we played all right, but we just couldn't hang with them. They got the total package, I'd call it. And then the following week, I mean, we go and play hard. We're in it for a while, but they're bigger, faster, stronger than us right now. But our guys play hard, but that doesn't get wins. So we got to regroup this week and be ready to go.
That Clarinda win, though, because you're now, you go for a couple weeks here, you're getting into a little softer spot of your schedule, thank goodness. But with the optimism from that Clarinda game, you know, you can see with Mo Valley, you big win over them last year, 48-6, and they're 0-4 this year. But the guys got to stay focused.
Yeah, you got to stay focused. Nobody's as scared of us because we played about 9 homecomings this year. So there'll be homecoming up there. I mean, if you're not focused, if you dink around, you can beat by anybody. Nobody's afraid of us right now. They've seen us getting whipped twice, 2 weeks in a row. And we just got to get after it and get back to where we were.
What do you see from film that you're going to have to take care of against Mo Valley?
Well, they do a spread offense, do a bunch of different things. They bring people up and send them at you. So you got to watch the blitz. You got to watch their defense. You got to block and tackle. I mean, it's what you got to do every week and just do it better than the other guy. And we can't make mistakes. We make a lot of dumb mistakes. Offsides is unforgivable and that kind of thing. So we got to clean up the penalties.
Red Oak got a 14-13 win over them. They seem to have a balanced rushing game, and they've got a receiver of this Owen Becerra that seems to be their go-to guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. We're going to try to man up, go over the top of him, because he does a great job, and mix it up a little bit and come at you. So we're going to try to take him out of the game. You can't stop everybody, but you want to make sure you try to stop the top couple things.
It is a homecoming game. You mentioned that. And homecoming games can be one of two things. They can be a distraction or they can be a motivation. How do you approach these other homecoming games? Is it just another week? You know, got to be 1-0 this week.
Yeah, it's about the only thing. I mean, I love playing at homecomings on the road, but, you know, some people say it's this and that. It is what it is. We got to get our head in the ball game. We need this. This is a must win for us. We got to go up there, head screwed on tight, take care of it like it's supposed to be handled.
You know, we as coaches always say that penalties, turnovers are two of the most critical things. Throw those out of the window now and tell me what you got to have Friday night against Mo Valley.
We need to show up, hit them in the mouth, tackle them, block hard, and impose our will on them right off the bat. If you let somebody hang around, well, you know, that's when you give them a shot to believe that they can win. You got to put the foot on the gas pedal and just keep pounding it as hard as you can.
Skip, thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.